desperately at the chair. Time we were getting back. I don't see why, the Dean gurgled as they dragged him off. Grey clouds swirled in the Arch-Chancellor's magic mirror. Many wizards had them, but not many had ever bothered to use them. They were quirky and unreliable. They weren't even much good for shaving in. Ridcully was surprisingly adept at using one. Stalking, he offered as a brief explanation. Couldn't be having with all that crawling around in damp bracken for hours, begods. Help yourself to a drink, man. And one for me. The clouds flickered. Can't seem to see anything else, he said. Odd that. Just fog flashing away. The Arch-Chancellor coughed. It was beginning to dawn on the bursar that against all expectation the Arch-Chancellor was quite bright. Ever seen one of these shadow-moving puppet play picture things? Ridcully said. The servants go, said the bursar. This, Ridcully decided, meant no. I think we should have a look, he said. Very well, Arch-Chancellor, said the bursar meekly. An inviolable rule about buildings for the showing of moving pictures, applicable throughout the multiverse, is that the ghastliness of the architecture around the back is universally proportional to the gloriousness of the architecture in the front. At the front, pillars, arches, gold leaf, lights. At the back, weird ducts, mysterious prolapses of pipework, blank walls, fetid alleys, and the window to the lavatories. There's no reason at all why we should have to do this, moaned the Dean as the wizards struggled in the darkness. Shut up and keep pushing, muttered the lecturer in recent runes from the other side of the window. We could have changed something into money, said the Dean. Just a quick illusion. What's the harm in that? It's called watering the currency, said the lecturer in recent runes. You can get thrown into the scorpion pit for stuff like that. Where am I putting my feet? Where am I putting my feet? You're fine, said a wizard. Right, Dean, up you come. Oh, dear, moaned the Dean as he was dragged through the narrow window into the unmentionable gloom beyond. No good will come of this. Just watch where you're putting your feet. Now see what you've done. Didn't I tell you to watch where you're putting your feet? Anyway, come on. The wizards skulked, or in the Dean's case, squelched furtively through the backstage area and into the darkened, bustling auditorium, where Wendell Poons was keeping some seats free by the simple expedient of waving his stick at anyone who came near them. They sidled in, tripping over one another's legs, and sat down. They stared at the shadowy grey rectangle at the other end of the hall. After a while, the chair said,
"Can't see what people see in it, myself."
"Has anyone done deformed rabbit?" said the lecturer in recent runes.
"It hasn't started yet," hissed the Dean.
I'm hungry," complained Poons. "I'm an old man, and I'm hungry."
"Do you know what he did?" said the chair. "Do you know what the old fool did? When a young lady with a torch was showing us to our seats, he pinched on the fundament."
Poons sniggered.
"Hubba, hubba! Does your mother know you're out?" he cackled.
"It's all too much for him," the chair complained. "We never should have brought him."
"Do you realise we're missing our dinner?" said the Dean. The wizards fell silent at this. A stout woman edging in past Poons's wheelchair suddenly started and looked round suspiciously and saw nothing except a dear old man, obviously fast asleep.
"And it's goose on Tuesdays," said the Dean.
Poons opened one eye and honked the horn of his wheelchair.
"Tentera, Bobs! How's your granny off for soap?"
he muttered triumphantly.
"See what I mean?" said the chair. "He doesn't know what century it is."
Poons turned a beady black eye on him.
Old I am, and daft I may be, he said, but I ain't going to be hungry.
He rummaged around in the unspeakable depths of the wheelchair and produced a greasy black bag. It jingled.
I saw a young lady up the front a selling of special moving picture food, he said.
"You mean you had money all the time?" said the Dean, "and you never told us?"
"You never asked," said Poons.
The wizards stared hungrily at the bag.
They be